Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name which is above every name, the beautiful and wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. On this week's broadcast schedule, I've been ministering on a subject entitled Our Blood Covenant, and there's some absolutely beautiful principles and themes that are presented by the very concept of what God did for us through the blood covenant He established with us. There was a blood covenant under the Old Testament. God's people were offered atonement by the sacrificing of innocent animals. Their blood was shed. And in the New Covenant, we have a tremendous relationship with God. It no longer requires the shedding of innocent blood of animals to be made right with God or to have our sins atoned, but they have literally been done away with because of the perfect sacrifice that was offered once and for all time, that of the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 12 and 10 declares, referencing the saints who are living in the end times, those that are going through the evils of the close of the age, it says they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And so I've been focusing on just one of those two aspects that allows them to overcome. What does it mean to be overcome? It means to get the better of, to overpower, to overwhelm, to gain the superiority, to be victorious, and to triumph. That's spoken of Jesus as well as us who are victorious over the world, over all evil, and over all adversaries of the kingdom of God. We've looked at these six principles that I shared with you in terms of the redemption work that was done through the atonement. And now, today we want to begin looking at the covenant promises, and there's three that I'd like to share with you. And one is, and this is very important in a very practical way, the protection of the blood. Because of our blood covenant, we are afforded protection spiritually, physically, and in every other way. Now, to understand this, we have to go back to the beginning example that is given us in the book of Exodus, the 11th chapter, verse 5. And if you know your Bible, you understand that God was determined to release the people of God after 400 years out of Egyptian slavery. He sent Moses as their deliverer. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He refused to let the Israelite slaves go until the 10th final plague, which was the death of the firstborn, which finally provided a way of escape for them. That was enough for the Pharaoh, and he finally let them go. He still changed his mind and came after them, but that's another that's another story. But in Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 23, this is what the Lord says, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood, the Lord will pass as a guard on the door and will not suffer or will not permit or allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you." You see, they had to apply the blood of a sacrificial lamb for each household, and everyone had to stay within the walls of that household when the destroyer angel came by. But blood was applied to the lintels of the door, and that blood was an evidence of divine protection. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." And beloved, we can have that same kind of protection if we will accept the blood by faith to our own lives. Now, under that old covenant, under that Passover principle that was being established with the children of Israel, there was one condition. They could be destroyed if they went out from under the protection of that house. That one condition is clearly declared, "None of you shall go out at the door of his house till the morning." And if they did, whatever happened, the death, their own death would be on their own shoulders. John, the first chapter, verse 7 says, "But we, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin." We have, beloved, brother and sister, we've got a protective hedge and covering in Jesus' blood, which Satan can't penetrate or trespass. But just as it applied to the children of Israel, there's a danger if we walk in darkness. That protective hedge, that blood covering, is to us if we will walk in the light. But if, just like the children of Israel, we decided, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'll just go out. Who's Moses to say, "We got to stay in my house. I don't want to stay in the house." Well, beloved, that you're bringing consequences upon yourself by your own rebellion and by the own choice that you're making with your free will. God's not going to stop you, but beloved, we don't want to trifle with the things of God. There's a danger if we walk in darkness. Job had a protective hedge around him, which the Lord himself removed just so Satan could test and try Job. He lifted that hedge. Satan challenged God. He walked before the throne of God. He said, "Do you see Job? He just serves you because of all the blessings. You take away his blessings, he'll curse you to your face." And of course, the marvelous thing, Job's one of my heroes. In spite of all he went through, he never did that. And God's honor was exonerated. And all the court of heaven could rejoice, because no matter what the devil did, how Job suffered, and Job didn't understand, unfortunately, all that was going on, what a hero he was before the Lord and before all of heaven, because he said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." What a beautiful hero of the faith Job is. We don't hear preaching about that much, but I tell you what, I understand. I had a revelation of Job. Praise God. Anyway, let me share another passage with you. I'm talking about this protective hedge that was around Job, and that's around us. That was around the people of Israel when they had the blood applied to the lintels. The destroying angel could not touch them. Ecclesiastes 10:8 says, "Whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." See? Now, if we want to penetrate that blood covering protection, well, there's danger. You could be bit by a serpent. That's the word of the Lord. All right, so we are talking now about the promises that are given to us because of the covenant that God has established with us. And the first one, we could go on and on, but I just want to, there's a lot I want to share yet, and that's the protection that's afforded by the blood. The second thing I want to share with you is there's justification provided by that blood covenant. Romans 5 and 9 says, "Much more than this, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Those who belong to Christ Jesus will never experience the wrath of God, because God's wrath has been placed upon Jesus once and for all. Beloved, that's why God is staying his hand. That's why God is being long-suffering with the incredible perverseness and evil of this generation. It's hard to believe, those of you like me that are up in years, to see what is happening in our beloved nation, the evil that is going for. It's like a tide of filth and perversity. It's just, I don't have the words to describe it. But beloved, we have been spared the wrath that God is going to ultimately pour out upon the wicked, the unregenerate, who rebel, who refuse to submit themselves to God. It's going to be a fearful thing. Beloved, we have no conception of how horrific the flood was at the time of Noah. It wasn't just the fact, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a cataclysmic event. The waters that were over the atmosphere, there was a breaking forth of them. The very channels of the earth were broken up, profound earthquakes, and it was a cataclysmic experience such as mankind had never experienced. There was no escaping the wrath that was poured out at the time of the great flood. And you know, beloved, the amazing thing, not only is that being proved by science and by the geological reports, but throughout many of the nations of the world, the various legends that are part of their culture, they refer and declare and hold the truth that there was a worldwide flood. And they're not even Christian. The various cultures of the world show that, praise God. Native Americans, they speak that there was a flood that came and destroyed. They speak of the giant. Well, I could go on and on. I don't want to get off track. However, we know that it was a terrible thing that occurred with the flood. And beloved, there is a second judgment coming, and that's the judgment by fire. And the only escape we can know is if we find refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is justification through the blood of Jesus, and it's just as if we never sinned. The Old Testament was but a shadow. Under the New Testament covenant, we now have grace. We have the substance that is being provided for us that we can hang our faith on. Praise God. Well, tomorrow, I see my time is just about gone, we are going to look at some absolutely profound scriptures found in Leviticus, the 14th chapter. I do encourage you to join me. If at any time you miss the broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. Thank you so much for joining me. My heart is so full. It's such a beautiful thing. What God has done for us, I'm so excited. Praise God. I hope you are too. And if you need prayers, the support of prayer, feel free to write. The announcer is going to give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,